This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
People were talking about world government. Now it's all mainstream news. The Pope has to say it's a good thing. We've only begun to fight. So we're talking about some scary things here, but this is not negative. It's positive to know the truth. It's positive to understand what's happening and to know that this is the animating contest that will test our mettle. Right now, let's go to Kevin in Florida. Kevin, you're on the air with Matt Bracken and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Alex, fellow conspiracy theorist here. I just got a quick point that I'll get to my question. Wanted to ask Matt what he thought about the government's successful plan to get everybody to identify with their race and everybody to get to identify with the current groups. If you're black, you have to be a Democrat and think the man's against you and everybody's racist. If you're white, you got to cower in the corner in fear and think that your white privilege got you everything. And this leads us to, if the globalists are successful in stealing this election, which many people think, do you think there's going to be this big civil unrest for like-minded individuals like myself and fellow InfoWarriors that aren't going to stand idly by and let this happen?
Plan, this racializing the politics in this country. I was in the military, and everybody in the military, you kind of get an attitude that we're green. You know, we're all green. So it's if people that were never in the military never saw a really desegregated society like the military is at its best, if the power goes out and there's massive looting, then I think that it's going to be very hard to not have a racial aspect to the civil breakdown, unfortunately. I think that we do need to stand on the Constitution. You know, the Constitution is what unites us. We don't take an oath to the leader or the patria. We take an oath to the Constitution. And the Constitution is not a racial document. Anybody that's a race hustler, anybody that's, you know, spreading racial dissension should really be seen as un-American.
And let's be clear, the globalists have it in the cards to use a civil breakdown, a societal collapse, to bring in control. And so clearly that's why they've invoked all this race, so we don't organize together against the globalists fearing a collapse, which shows us they're really thinking about going to this next level.
Yeah, there's a fabulous book out. The author's name is Larson. And it's in the Garden of Beasts, and it's about the Nazification of Germany during the 30s. It's written by the letters of ambassador who was sent over there and his daughter, watching the internal Berlin political machinations. And it's really amazing to see a lot of the parallels: the media being co-opted, you know, the enemies of the state being, you know, kicked out of their jobs, the Jews, et cetera.
Oh, it's a definite totalitarian takeover.
But there's the thing. Every takeover before, all the average people had to go on was the mainstream media. You know, the big newspapers basically could get us in and out of wars just by cooperating with the powers, you know, the powers that be in the White House, the Spanish-American War. What, you know, they said, you provide the, what is it? I'll provide the war. You know,
you provide the paintings, the illustrations. I'll supply the war. That was William Randolph Hearst.
Right. And the difference is, and this is the real fly in the globalist ointment, we have our own weapons now right here. We're very powerful. Social media is power. And now, of course, 80% of the people, unfortunately, might be watching the Kardashians and they wake up wondering who the Bachelorette is going to choose. And for those people, there's almost no hope. They're just going to be shocked and amazed when the TV goes black and the water tap is dry. They're not going to know what hit them. But for everybody else, at least we can prepare. You know, we know that the, where the train is going out of control down the track.
Exactly. Matt Bracken, always great having you on. EnemySmarterDomestic.com. We're going to come back with another guest, more calls, and a ton of news. Paul Watson coming up as well. Thank you, Matt Bracken. Yeah. Bottom line, use the Internet while we've still got it. These information warfare weapons are important.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
A lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken, and no one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But are we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty!
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to continue with your phone calls in this hour. With us for the next 30 minutes is Dolly Kyle. Heard a lot about her over the years. Childhood friend of Bill Clinton, and then knew them right through until they became big, high-powered folks in politics. She graduated from SMU School of Law in Dallas. She practiced real estate law in Texas and founded Lawyers for Affordable Housing that provided pro bono legal service for low-income homeowners and for nonprofit housing groups like Habitat for Humanity. She met former President Clinton on a Hot Springs golf course later when she was 11 and was almost 13. Her friendship grew through high school and college and became a decades-long affair that lasted despite marriages and politics all the way to the threshold of the White House when she became a political liability. And he threatened to destroy her, as Hillary had done to so many of his other women over the years. Hillary, the other woman, pulls no punches in describing the way media magic makes Clinton stories disappear. And the new book is from WNDBooks.com and Amazon.com. You can find it. Hillary, the Other Woman, a Political Memoir. What a lot of courage, to say the least, she has to go public. There are a lot of other women with documentation going public. People have been killed. They've been tortured. They've had their homes taken by these monsters. And to see them claim that they represent women in this gimmick that, let's play the female card. I would vote for a woman for president in 1 second if they were a patriot. In fact, I think this is just like Obama, the supposed first black president, and doing all these horrible things was very discrediting and was done on purpose. They created great division when they promised unity. Salt was placed in the wound and then ground in with great fervor. Same thing's going to happen with the so-called glass ceiling. But Dolly Kyle is our guest, and we're going right back to your calls and all the other big news. What's exciting is that Trump knows they try to steal the primary from him, and he fought back, and they had to back off. He's doing the same thing with Hillary, and the media is freaking out, but he promises to, quote, punch through the media. We're going to be getting to that coming up as well. But Dolly Kyle, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you're welcome. I'm happy to be here, finally, after we sort of played phone tag for a couple of weeks.
It's really good to have you here. Well, let's go back. Why you decided to go public, what it's been like, the threats. People need to read this book. People need to know who the real William Jefferson Clinton is, who the real Hillary Rodham Clinton are, obviously.
Well, you made it sound so good, I want to reread it. thank you for the nice introduction. Why now? I did not want to write this book, Alex. I'm a novelist, and I wrote a lot of this story about Billy and Hillary and our relationship in loosely autobiographical fiction, and that's really what I wanted to do. But I will tell you what tipped it. Last December, I was watching a pre-recorded television show, skimming through the commercials, and I saw Hillary, so I backed up and listened to it, and I saw the now famous clip where she said something like, women who say they've been raped and sexually assaulted should be believed. We deserve to believe them. And it went all over me. I mean, it just went all over me, because this hypocritical liar is looking in the camera with as much sincerity as she can muster, and trying to pretend that she's supporting women when she has been attacking Billy's friends, girlfriends, rapees, assault victims since 1974 that I know of. And it just made me sick. So the next day, I sat down and started writing the book.
And now it's not a novel, as a lot of folks put reality into novels to protect the innocent themselves. Now it is nonfiction. Hillary, the Other Woman, a Political Memoir. Obviously, folks need to read the book, but give us the key points of who Bill Clinton really is and who Hillary really is.
In a nutshell, these are two very sick, untreated, addicted people. Hillary is addicted to power and money, and then more money so she can get more power. Billy is clearly addicted to sex. And I talk about this in the book, but obviously we can't cover 292 pages in 20 minutes. So there is that. And then at the end of the book, well, you mentioned media magic. But chapter 47 is media magic, how to make a story disappear. And it tells from my own personal perspective back in the 90s when I ended up filing a lawsuit against Billy Clinton, who was the sitting president at the time, and probably no one ever heard of that. because NBC, for example, didn't think it was news that someone was suing the President of the United States, nor that the issue of whether he could be sued in office when it went to the United States Supreme Court and I won was even newsworthy then. So this is the way it happened, and it's very hard for people who have lived, let's call it normal lives, to believe what is going on behind the scenes. I'm not sure I would believe it if I just heard it from someone.
Obviously, but I'm going to read the book myself, but give us a gestalt when you talk about her power hungriness, his I mean, reportedly he wants like 10 women a day.
Well, I don't know. I guess it depends on what day it is and what he did the day before. I'm not sure. But the bottom line is that these people will stop at nothing to get back into the White House. And that when they were in there, you know, one of the first things that Hillary did was to have Craig Livingstone, who was the security director in the White House, and by the way, his background for that was as a bar bouncer, and he couldn't even get security clearance, but what he could do was grab 900 FBI files, and the media sort of poo-pooed that and called it Filegate, and I don't think people have thought through how critically important that is, because when it came time for Billy's impeachment, there weren't just 900 people in Washington terrified that the Clintons had their files. There were thousands because they didn't post the list and say, okay, we have Senator so-and-so and Representative such-and-such and Judge whoever. No one knew how many they had. And so everyone was afraid to talk. This is why I put my dirty laundry in the book. There's nothing they can blackmail me with. The book is not salacious. It's not full of sex details or anything like that, because that's not relevant to this story. However, since I am getting a little bit tired of people calling me a liar, I will say people can go online if they're interested, and they can Google Dolly Kyle, Jones versus Clinton lawsuit deposition. You can see Billy's own lawyer asking me under oath, confirming that I had a decades-long relationship with Billy Clinton that was consensual. And Billy denied anything about me under oath, except he tried to be nice to me in high school. But there are also handwritten letters from Billy to me that are appended to that deposition. So there, I hope that takes
well,
care
sure.
of that.
I mean, we know they always attack the women, but it's, I mean, Bill Clinton's well known with his exploits, settling at least one rape lawsuit. What do you think? Get
well,
into Hillary. What do you know about Hillary?
On the rape, Juanita Broderick did not sue him and did not file criminal charges. If she had filed criminal charges, she could have filed a criminal charge against Hillary as an accessory after the fact, because Hillary threatened her to keep her mouth shut after Billy raped her in 1978 when he was Attorney General and running for governor.
Sure, sure. Long
the other
time,
thing
long
that
time.
Is very important, Alex, in Chapter 50, I talk about the 17 truth suppression techniques that the Clintons use, and I did borrow these with permission from Dave Martin, DC Dave. And the other thing is that I believe a serious problem, politics aside, is the fact that Hillary is showing signs of increasing cognitive impairment. And after one radio show, someone I knew sent me an email and said, what's cognitive impairment? And so for those who don't know, it's kind of like when you're losing it, you know.
She acts like a homeless person on the side of the road a lot of the time.
Yeah, and in Chapter 50, I go through some of the symptoms of cognitive impairment that are listed on the Center for Disease Control's website. Anyone can go there and look, and then look at her behaviors. One of the things is loss of memory. Now, this puts Hillary in an interesting position. Is she losing her memory because of this cognitive impairment? Or did she say under oath 250 times, I don't remember, because she was lying? So we have a choice. She can flip a coin. She was either lying or she's cognitively impaired.
Well, I mean, we know she's a bad actress. All that weird stuff at the DNC looked like John Wayne Gacy or something, hopping around the stage, spatting at balloons. Doesn't Bill look bad? I mean, just talking about how he looks, all shaking. He looks like an Undertaker or something from a horror movie.
Yeah, and speaking of Undertakers, this is sad to say, but when you're approaching 70, as we are, a lot of times you just see your friends at funerals, and I've seen him two or three times in the last year at funerals of mutual friends, and each time, the guy in the casket has looked better than Billy.
What's the word on him? Parkinson's? What's going on?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I've heard the same things you've heard. I've observed the same things you've observed. but I have no inside information on that.
Sure, talking about Hillary, though, and her I mean, like, we'll get into Hillary in a minute and her power trip, but sexually, I mean, these women have all basically said the same things before it was ever in the news about Bill isn't just crooked in one way, and his penchant to beat women up, to bite them and stuff. Did he ever do any of that to you?
Our relationship was purely consensual, and you remember, I met him when I was 11. He was 12, going on 13.
You were friends.
We were friends. We dated in high school. We had what I would call a very normal relationship for a while. But he never, it was never harassment. It was never assault. It was always consensual. But I will say this, I did not know about his rape and sexual assault.
So would you say he's a pretty nice guy then? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, and everyone we went to high school with, I mean, I think everyone generally liked Billy. He did lose the election for senior class secretary to his next-door neighbor, Carolyn Yeldon.
Sure, from everybody I've talked to, though, and of course this has been documented, but would you concur that Hillary pretty much wears the pants and was kind of his enabler and would cover up from him and was kind of his beard for his sexual exploits?
That's a little bit more exaggerated than I would say it and more general, but I can't really argue with that. I'll go with that.
So she wasn't just co-president then. Was she like 60-40? Or, I mean, how would you estimate that?
I would not estimate that. I think a lot of times Billy humored her by letting her do things, and it was always things he didn't want to do. The one thing about Hillary is that she is a very hard worker, and she's a fighter. And, you know, that's, I guess you could call positive things, unless, of course, you're on the receiving end of that and she's working hard to destroy you and fighting against you. So I'm not entirely thrilled with those adjectives. But here's the other thing. Right now, in the Clinton truth suppression techniques, they're on number one with me, and I love that. It's my very favorite, because number one is to ignore me. And so I'm getting very little media coverage, very little anything. I've had a running battle with Amazon because they keep saying my book is out of stock or it's going to be shipped in 2 months or, you know, I went to number one on Amazon 2 months ago, still didn't get a number one sticker.
Sure. I mean, the fix is in. They won't even list Donald Trump as a political candidate on Google. So the answer is go to WND.com. Get the book directly from WorldNet Daily.
There you go.
Yeah, I would never even mention Amazon. I would say don't get it from Amazon, even though you made it number one. I would just say go to WorldNet Daily, and I understand.
Yeah, and that's true. The thing of it is, Amazon is the 600-pound gorilla, and the 600-pound gorilla is one that does the accounting.
Oh,
and the
I know all about them.
So,
I know all
know,
about them. Yeah, we.
But I, you know, I'm over that. It's more important to talk to people like you. And wait a minute. I'm sorry. Back up. Nobody like you, Alex. But to talk to people on the radio and spread the word to those people who probably would never buy a book anyway. But we need to get the word out that Hillary is an other woman, and it's a play on words, because when I met her 15 years into knowing Billy, she was, if you will, the other woman. And then the flip side of that is, and why we have her facing away from the camera on the cover of the book, she is not the woman she would like you to think she is. She is an other woman.
Now let's talk about that. Who is Hillary Clinton from you knowing her so long? And I mean, she knew you were with Bill sometimes. I mean, how was her attitude about that? Was it laissez-faire?
Well, she didn't really care what he did, as long as he didn't get caught in a way that would jeopardize her political career, because she, remember, was riding his coattails from the time she spotted him at Yale Law School and invited him to come and live with her, which Billy, I'm sorry to say, has always been something of a moocher. So, I mean, he told me in 1972 he was moving in with this law student, and it was really no big deal, and it never was any big deal between us.
What about the word that she's really Webster Hubbell's daughter? She sure looks like him.
Yeah, I that's in my book. Robert Morrow, who wrote with my other friend Roger Stone the book Clinton's War on Woman, that women, they completely believe that Webb Hubbell is Chelsea's father. I don't think so, and I say my reasons in the book, but we agreed to disagree on that a long time ago until there's a definitive DNA test. I don't know. But if you're just looking at the big lip, go back and Google a picture of Dorothy Rodham, Hillary's mother, when she was Chelsea's age. Chelsea's a spitting image of her. And go look at a picture of Virginia Clinton when she was a young woman.
She looked a lot like her.
She's got the big lower lip, too. So
Now, of course, do you think Bill, did Bill ever tell you anything about his mama? Because it was reported she was a lady of the night for the mafia.
Well, I knew Virginia. I mean, you got to remember, we grew up in Hot Springs. Our families were friends for years. Billy's Uncle Raymond.
But for those who don't know, that's I mean, that was still a big mafia party town then, though.
Well, yes, it was. But Virginia was an RN, and she was a nurse anesthetist. She was on call 24/7 for one period of about 3 years straight, and so she was always out and about. And I know that she had lots of affairs, and I mentioned Virginia in the book because she's just not the totally innocent party girl. And then I also talk about in the book where people say, well, a lot of guys, you know, quote, married her mother, unquote, and they couldn't see a connection between Hillary, who is nothing like Virginia, and, you know, what did Billy see in her? And I talk about that in the book and go back to the fact that Hillary is his mean, controlling grandmother who raised him for the first 4 years. I was a psych major before I went to law school.
I understand. Let's expand on this. The word is, I think it was Clinton said it, that Hillary seemed more tail than a toilet seat or a bicycle seat. Is it? I mean, you know, Hillary's, did you ever see any of her activity towards women?
No, and as I always say, I've heard the same things you've heard, but she never propositioned me. But I will say that in an interesting little incident that happened at the governor's mansion one night when I was with Billy, and I think I put this in the book too, that Billy said to me in a very intimate moment, I want to have a baby. And I was a little taken aback since we were both married to other people. And I said, do you think that's a good idea? And he looked at me sort of strangely, and then he kind of chuckled and he said, oh, I didn't mean with you. So, silver tongue.
No, I didn't mean with you.
Anyway, I said, what are you talking about? You don't have time to have a baby. Both of you are just crazy going in every direction. He said, we need to have a baby so that we will look like a normal couple. And we need to take away attention from the warden's lifestyle. He calls her the warden.
I was about to say, it's been reported they aborted a boy, and I guess they thought it would be better for political purposes to have a girl.
I have no idea. No idea about that. And I also heard that Jennifer Flowers had an abortion of a baby with him. I don't know any more than you know.
All right, well, listen, I'm going to read the book, and I want to have you back up before the election, obviously, for a full hour.
Let me come down to Austin and do it in studio because that's always more fun.
Let Nico Acosta know anytime you want to come down here. In fact, we'll fly you down here if you want to come down, have you in studio, put you in a hotel, and I would love to do that. And then maybe fly Roger Stone in or have him on as a guest while you're on because he's an expert on this too. But in the 2 minutes we've got left, folks are going to get the book, but give us other tidbits about why you went public, why you're concerned, what you think Hillary will do once she's El Presidente if that happens.
I can't even think about that, Alex, without getting depressed or throwing up. So I'm not going to speculate on what happens if she's president. I'm going to say this. I have children. I have grandchildren. And I love my country. I still get goosebumps when we do the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and sing the Star Spangled Banner. I love my country. Hillary hates America, hates Americans, hates everyone. Turn off the sound sometime when you're looking at a video of her and see the hate coming out of her eyes. I want to save my country for me, my children, my grandchildren, and everyone else is too, oh, by the way. But, you know, I'll admit to a selfish goal. I want it better for my family.
You're right, though. When I see her, she's one of the most hateful people on a power trip.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's hard to march around like that. I march around like that for 1 minute when I'm mad at my kids, and they start asking me, Dad, what we do wrong, and I have to tell them to do their chores. I mean, she really radiates anger and hatred all the time. That's got to be exhausting.
Well, I think it is, and I think that's why she can't do what she needs to do. And you also know she cannot perform. She cannot have a press conference because she cannot answer questions. She is a volcano about to erupt. And as I said in Chapter 50, she's cognitively impaired. She just can't handle questions. If you think you could have asked her as many questions as you asked me and gotten as many answers, think again. She can't do it.
So she's getting more and more arrogant as it goes. If you got to go, I understand we'll have you down in studio in the next few weeks. But
No, I'm good. You want to keep talking?
Well, just do five more minutes on what you think she'll do with the nuclear launch codes and the buttons, because I know the Russians have psychoanalyzed her, and the Russians openly say, we don't normally get involved, we don't know about Trump, but Hillary is dangerous, we are scared of her. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, a few more minutes with Dolly Kyle about how hateful Hillary is, but I've got CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News all on in the hallway, the break room, and the control room. I went back to get some iced tea during the break, and it was every channel. Republicans withdraw support from Trump. He's in big trouble. And it's all the John McCain's, the George Herbert Walker Bush's, the establishment Republicans that you've seen over and over again that are basically Democrats that took over the Republican Party with the Rockefellers and others. And we've got all these GOP congressmen coming out and, quote, backing Clinton. This is the power structure that's been sharing power, openly revealing themselves. That's what Trump has forced them to do. And quite frankly, it's genius. Thank God the Republican establishment that lied us into the Iraq war and all this is against them. And they put up that horrible person onto CNN and onto MSNBC, like Al Sharpton up there, tells us how Trump's bad. Over saying, what's this Muslim guy doing up there with his wife with a headdress on, not allowed to talk? oh, you attacked a family. What about ISIS cutting off millions of Christians' heads around the world, or hundreds of thousands in Syria? It's just crazy. So they're creating this whole illusion, as Matt was saying during the break, to make the Republicans look divided, so the average Republican thinks, I better vote for Gary Johnson, that quizzling of the Clintons, and that's what he's doing, when Trump's got to go to the Bernie people and get them on board. So it's all about people at home going, no, I'm with the establishment, yeah, the bandwagon, yeah. Oh, I mean, thank God John McCain is against Trump. That's why you're for him. I mean, John McCain vacations and hangs out with the Clintons and hangs out with George Soros. I mean, give me a break. They think we're ignorant. Going back to Dolly Kyle for a few minutes, we're going to get down here in studio in the near future. She wrote the book, Hillary the Other Woman, a political memoir, WNDbooks.com. What do you make of this whole attack piece that's taking place and the Republican establishment doing this? What's your view on Donald J. Trump?
I wish I knew Donald Trump better. When he started running, I didn't know anything about him, and I thought it was sort of a publicity stunt and a joke. Obviously, it is no joke. But I am amused watching the power structure, as you just talked. They are so afraid of him, and they're jealous, you know? These are men who are jealous of a real man with a spine and a backbone, and I think that a lot of people are not realizing that part of Trump's appeal is that John Wayne nature of his character. Like, I'm going to go in here and do what I believe is the right thing because I love America.
It's not a swagger. He's very confident, and it radiates.
Yeah, exactly. It really does. And there are very few men like that. And I think I wrote in this book something about if Congress, if Republicans in Congress could have grown a collective spine, Donald Trump wouldn't have gotten anywhere. But Americans are sick.
That's right. He entered
it.
A vacuum where there's no men.
There are no men. It's like, where are the men? I guess they're in the transgender bathroom. I don't know where they are. But they're not running for office. They're not serving their country for the most part. There are a few exceptions. But it's like, what's in the water when they get to Washington? And this whole third party thing, I mean, if you don't learn from history, you're doomed to repeat it. This is not a country that works with third parties yet. And go back to 92. If Ross Perot had not run, Billy Clinton would not have won the election.
And let me go further.
Numbers.
When you have a John McCain,
that third party disillusion of votes is what caused Clinton to get in. And the other thing is this. These 25 million Christians who sat home in 2012 because they couldn't vote for either of the candidates because they weren't good enough. Let me clue you. I have read the Bible numerous times, including the book of Revelation. Jesus is not coming back to run for president of the United States, and therefore, people, we are always going to have flawed candidates. But I think it is morally and theologically imperative to vote for the candidate, the flawed candidate, who will do the most for the benefit of the country. And I'm not saying hand out the most stuff to the most people. I'm talking about the overall benefit of a country.
Sure.
And that means a place with borders. And by the way, everyone should go look on YouTube and see the video of Hillary in 2008 when she was campaigning saying, we need to enforce our borders, and if necessary, we need to build a wall in some places.
Great point. Earlier you said you didn't want to go to that nightmare scenario, but you started going there. The hatred Hillary has, the radiated aggression, the fact that she can't have press conferences. I mean, this is how a dictator operates. When you talk about her hatred and just saying, look at her, in your personal experiences, what do you think drives that? From what I've been told, and this was out years ago, it's now mainstream news, staffers can't look her in the eye. She never gives tips. She'll have a waitress fired if she looks at her. I mean, this is quite possibly a borderline personality disorder, psycho, egomaniac, narcissist. I mean, what would you call her?
Well, I will say this because of my own personal history and what I studied, and that was about sex addiction. Because when I was a 16-year-old virgin just getting ready to go off to college, yes, at 16 because I skipped two grades, I was drugged and raped by one of Billy Clinton's friends, and that changed the trajectory of my life. People who have been raped generally tend to go toward promiscuity or frigidity, toward promiscuity. I realized I had a problem. I got a label on it. I got therapy. I talked to Billy Clinton about it. He admitted that he was a sex addict. And I'm going all the way around the bush to say this. I think Hillary was sexually molested by a woman, and I think she was sexually molested by a man. I do not think she has received any treatment. She does not understand anything about her own inner motivations. She hates the women, per se, who molested her, and the men who molested her, and she looks in the mirror, and she hates herself, and she projects that. And I'm sorry, this is psychology 101. You don't even have to take 39 hours of it like I did to see what's going on with this woman.
I tell you, she acts very unstable and very, very dangerous. They keep saying Trump does. He's just a confident winner who, from all the women, they said he treats all the women really, really great and is a super big gentleman.
And, well, you know, I haven't met Donald Trump, but here's the thing. Hillary Clinton knew in 1974 that she was going to be riding Billy Clinton's coattails as far as she could. And from that moment on, everything she did was geared toward where she is right now, which is aiming at the White House. And so it was premeditated, intentional, every act that she committed, from shredding Marla Kreider's cute little notes and things that she sent to Billy when she was dating him at the University of Arkansas, shredding those, shredding the visitors' logs at the governor's mansion when they left, so there was no record of me. Or
what about them stealing the silverware and George Washington's plates? I mean, these are kleptocratic people.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, they are. And, you know, I mean, we've kind of touched the tip of the iceberg here, and I hope we haven't ruined the story for anyone who's going to read it, but I think it's a pretty well-written book. I'm so happy, as of today, I have 350 five-star reviews of my book, and I'm pretty tickled with that.
Absolutely. Look, they don't want your book getting out. You're a very obviously smart, well-spoken lady. I can't wait to get you down here to Austin, Texas, and interview you here in studio. Dolly Kyle, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
You're welcome. It's fun, Alex. See you soon.
God bless. But he has a lot of courage, and she's on record, photograph of Clinton, the whole nine yards. It's just all part of the whole paradigm, and of course they attack the person that's, you know, they're telling you the story, and she's saying Bill was nice to her, but she was raped by some of his friends, though. And you look at Hillary, something's wrong with her. I mean, I'm going to be honest with everybody. I'm not into victimology. I don't think I was sexually abused when I was 12 and 13 by 15, 16 year old girls. I mean, I'm not bragging about being promiscuous when I was younger, but I'm owning that as being lucky. I'm not complaining about it, because I was a man by then, or at least physically I was. But I can imagine other people in their psychology, somebody forcing something on them. And I guess it, you know, affects people in different ways. But if you're 13 years old and you're over at a girl's house and the 18-year-old sister comes back from college and throws you on the bed, I didn't think of that as rape. I can tell you right now, though, I know there are people that do, like, grab women and tie them up in a blanket and, you know, really rape them, and that's terrible. But I'm just trying to understand what would make Hillary be so incredibly whacked out. What would turn her into this monster that's out to get everybody? Because the Clintons are just absolutely horrible people. And you talk to all the people that have been around them, the Secret Service agents, the FBI agents, the state police, all of them, they say Bill just wants to snort cocaine and have sex with 5-10 women a day. Occasionally he wants to rape a woman. If he wants them and can't have them, he'll do it later in life. But I mean, it was Hillary in there as the prime mover, selling the missiles, wanting the money, you know, making deals with the Russians. And it also seems like she gets off on being able to do whatever she wants. But I've talked to folks for decades about her at Bilderberg. And a lot of times we won't get any intel from people until after it's over, because Hillary's so rude and so hateful that she just absolutely wants to dominate and crush everybody. And because she grew up as kind of a Saul Alinsky acolyte who hates capitalism and wealth, despite the fact that she's in the middle of capitalism and stolen so much of it and lives on red carpets and on, you know, luxury jetliners, she still sees flyover country with your little four-bedroom house and your little swimming pool and your little gazebo and barbecue pit, you know, that she's going to show you. And she's going to take what you got. You know, so many people, I'm going to go to your calls, say, hey, we had a big boom under the Clintons. And it's true. In that economy, there was more of an economic boom than we've seen since then. Because that was the end of the country. That's what the banksters do in Brazil or Chile or Nigeria or the hundreds of other countries they've done it in. They come in and they balloon the currency. They put the nation massively in debt. You're just getting a little bit of the money from the inflation and the trickle-down spending. The trillions in derivatives they're creating and the counterfeit, you're going to be signed on to it and you're going to be a slave. The big banks are getting the main benefit up front and throughout the process and in the bailout that came in 2008. And they admit the Clintons are the main authors of that, along with the Republican establishment. But I know this. Watching the Republican establishment come out and to cry and put down Donald Trump and just much ado about nothing, and one time he made fun of someone who was disabled, and then make that up. And, oh, my gosh, he said, what's this guy up here on TV with a woman with a hood over her head? I mean, you know, at a certain point, I can't go to Saudi Arabia and preach the gospel. They can shoot their mouth off about me all day, and that's okay. But here it's like, oh, no, you did something wrong. This is all, again, this much ado about nothing, creating this perception that Trump can't win and Trump's bad for all the little mindless followers who kind of get on the bandwagon. Well, here it is, Bernie's supporters. You're able to talk and are pretty smart when we talk to you. Hillary supporters can't even hardly talk. You got robbed. They say you didn't. Are you going to try to landslide this for Trump, who agrees with you on NAFTA and GATT? Hillary agrees with you on nothing. Hillary is horrible with every corrupt Wall Street interest there is. Donald Trump's old-fashioned, blue-collar, JFK-type guy. I wouldn't even call the guy conservative. It's just like a throwback. I mean, what you're saying is just an Americana. You know, a swaggering, you know, that's it. And he doesn't have it out to screw you. And he's always talked about globalists and big multinationals screwing him. He doesn't like them. They know that. They've got his M.O. They are scared to death of him. And the guy is real. The guy is real. Really off the reservation. Let's play this Hannity clip, and I'm going to, here's another clip where he clarified and expanded on, yeah, it's a crooked system. Here it is.
You said in a speech today you're afraid this election is going to be rigged. Explain.
Yeah. Well, I've been hearing about it for a long time, and I know last time you had precincts where there were practically nobody voting for the Republican, and I think that's wrong. I think that was unfair, frankly, to Mitt Romney. You had areas where a lot of people were curious, how is that possible? And I've been hearing about it for a long time, and I just hope that I hope the Republicans get out there and watch very closely, because I think we're going to win this election, but if it's rigged, like anything else, look, it was rigged, I thought, a little bit for me, and we won in landslides. I think it was rigged against Bernie Sanders with his super delegates nonsense.
Absolutely. Well, we know it was rigged.
The guy
we
never
have
had
emails.
A chance. And I'm telling you, November 8th, we better be careful, because that election's going to be rigged. And I hope the Republicans are watching closely, or it's going to be taken away from us.
That's right. And he's creating the narrative that is true, that she already stole the nomination from Bernie. And so you'd be insane not to comment on it. In fact, let's go to some calls, but I've got this clip. Bernie supporters now saying they're going for Trump. That's what this whole Republican shift is. This whole, they already betrayed Trump. They already tried to take him down. They already left him. I mean, I expect like every month they're going to leave Trump again. The same traitors, the same rhino Republicans are going to leave him every month because they think you have the memory of a goldfish. All these Republicans already signed a letter in the Weekly Standard. They already signed a letter in National Review. They already went out and did all this before. And they just think you're an idiot going, that's it, we're mad, we're leaving you, Trump. Insulting your intelligence. This has been holding the longest here. It's Charles in Georgia. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
It is a pleasure to be back on the show with you, talking to you again, General. I can't even remember the last time you and I spoke.
Well, good to talk to you, Charles. Good to hear your voice.
First of all, I would like to thank our U.S. service men and women for fighting to protect our First Amendment rights and all of our other freedoms as well.
Absolutely.
I'd like to thank you guys here at Infowars.com for helping other citizens, journalists out here like us and other people that you have on your show to get the truth out. Because if it wasn't for you guys, I don't know where we would be, and we wouldn't be able to get the truth.
Well, I want to be clear. It's all the smaller and medium-sized media that feeds the awakenings. You're just as important as InfoWars are.
Thank you so much for realizing that. And what I want to ask you, I wanted to make an announcement, but what I wanted to ask you first is if you have any, we agree with Trump down here in Georgia. I've gotten a lot of my friends and family members to subscribe to your YouTube channel and to listen to your show. And because I told them that's the only real news, Infowars.com, Matt Drudge, and the people that he has on the show. My question to you, before I make this important announcement to you guys, is do you have any additional information on 9/11 and the Saudi connection? Because we agree with Donald Trump. Donald Trump said that he was going to come out and
Let me answer that after the break, but real quick, make your announcement. That's a big subject, 9/11, but go ahead.
My announcement is I have a powerful documentary film I would like to share with you guys at InfoWars and the InfoWars audience.
Sure, I've seen it. I forget your YouTube channel. We've linked to it before, but I remember your name, Charles. What's the name of your YouTube channel? And you got some viral videos.
My YouTube channel is Nation of Truth. You guys need to check that out. And we have Revealing the Mind of a Tyrant Part 2.
All right, we're gonna plug that.
Really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold-silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Shackles. Don't want no shackles on me.
Peter Thiel, the billionaire Bilderberg Group member, the big star of the RNC. I don't think he's a bad guy for going to Bilderberg. I'd go if I was invited. He doesn't really promote globalism himself, but he does promote some New World War stuff. He's come out, and he's obsessed with the blood transfusions that the elite have been doing for over 50, 60 years to try to live forever, live longer. I've got a special report that we're going to be airing tomorrow. Look for that. There's another article by Kit Daniels. It's very interesting on Infowars.com. Scientists, humanity faces great filter as early species in universe. Will we transcend the predatory elite to reach the stars? Kit Daniels. It's a journal of cosmology and aerospatial physics. It deals with the fact that we live in a high radiation zone, and that as radiation dissipates in the universe, there'll be more life. It's just an interesting thing to look at and think about. Yeah, we live in an area so packed with radiation, you go outside, your skin burns. We are tough stuff, baby. And we are made by something even tougher. Ah, yes. The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. Let's go ahead and take a few more calls. First off, I want to just say Paul Watson is doing the balance of the next hour. And he'll be co-hosting with David Knight tomorrow while I work on some important projects. But I've got some special reports that are going to be filed as well. They're going to be airing tomorrow. Briefly, we are having to end, obviously, the huge mega specials, the biggest in our history that were on all items, 40 to 20% off, depending on them, at InfoWarsStore.com. But we've kept three of the best sellers, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the Brain Force, the DNA Force, 40% off on Brain Force, 30% off on DNA Force, 30% off on Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and free shipping. Didn't have that during the super special. And we have a lot of other items as well. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. If you're not giving your kids, especially vitamin mineral fusions, to actually absorb the vitamins and minerals and amino acids, you're crazy in my view. If you're not filtering your water, and we got the best systems, Alexa Pure and ProPure, I think you're crazy. Plus, you're funding this transmission. So, I mean, it's a win-win-win from every direction. Where can you look anywhere in even mainstream media and see someone or an organization putting out talking points countervailing the establishment BS? We have a great responsibility here. I'm very honored to be part of it. That earlier caller had a question about 9-11. That is too big of a question to get into. The official story is not true. Criminal elements of our government that you see against Trump are allied with Saudi Arabia, and that attack was meant to take out Saudi's enemies, blaming Iraq for what Saudi Arabia was involved in. It's all part of a larger program. Let's talk to Warren in New Hampshire. Warren, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I've been listening to you since 97, 98. I first got you on the shortwave, and I got your first video, America Destroyed by Design, which is a VHS.
Yes, sir. You made it all possible. You've been there since the start.
Yeah. What I was going to say is, because it's late in the game, because I've listened to you and done a lot of work on this myself, New World Order and how things run the world.
Well, it's late in the game, isn't it? It's all admitted now.
Very late in the game. But I know that you're missing a point. Not you, but the whole movement in and of itself. You talk about, everybody talks about the New World Order, their power. They really don't have any power. They
God
got
has
the money,
power.
But they get the money supply, and that's it, and that's where they derive their power. If you and Donald Trump would come out and just let the globalists know that we're going to change our money supply back to our control, which is going to change everything, you're going to see them go faster. I think that's the final nail in the coffin. We have to.
Well, here's the deal. Number. Trump said he's taking the gloves off. He has. Obama and everybody's super scared. I guarantee you they're hovering over orders to kill him right now. They're deciding how to kill Trump right now. But they now have clicked that Trump's ready and prepared for that. The guy's incredible. I'm telling you, folks, Trump is amazing. He is ready to die. He's the real deal. He really is the real deal. We'll be right back. We have five more minutes, and I'm going to hand the baton.
Today.